Hey, this is Zach. Feel like taking a road trip today? Then let's go down Gilead Lane.
You two girls ready for a great weekend?
Oh, yes.
The girls are leaving. The girls are leaving.
Haley.
Focus. Right. Focus.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, come on, make a hole, coming through.
Whoa, Dad, what is all this stuff?
It's a new case I'm working on. Judge in Westtown recused himself, and it's getting handed to me.
What's going on in here?
We're talking about recuse.
No, thanks. I'll just have cereal.
Oh, come on now, Mike. Wake up. It's a big day for our family.
The girls are leaving. The girls are leaving.
Hey. Oh,
pizza.
Bratwurst.
Ice cream.
No, thanks. I'll just have cereal.
Oh, man. I can't believe I'm looking at colleges this weekend.
And why do I have to go along?
Well, there are some surprises in store for you as well.
Surprises? Oh, why can't you just go ahead and tell me?
Then it wouldn't be a surprise.
I love you, sweetheart.
I love you.
I love you all. All right. I've got to run.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, Dad.
Careful.
No. I got it. It's all right.
Whew, and I thought I had a lot of homework.
Oh, Haley, don't you have a committee meeting before school this morning?
Oh, right. I've got to go. And I was going to ask Dad to give me a ride. Ew, now I've got to run.
Haley?
Yeah, Mom.
Your lunch?
Oh, thanks. Bye.
See ya.
Bye. I can't believe I forgot about the meeting. Huh? Once upon a time, there was a princess named Grace.
Once upon a time, there was a princess named Grace.
That's my middle name, Grace.
And you found this on your sidewalk?
Next to our mailbox.
You know, this could be for Grace Andrews, not you.
Keep reading.
Okay. A princess named Grace. Her smile shone like the sunrise. Her hair fell in curls like a golden waterfall to her shoulders.
See? I have blonde hair. Grace has black.
Okay, everybody. Take your seats. We've got a full period here today. Now, get out your notebooks, please, and I want you to take notes on our next topic. Today, we're moving from the makeup of a cell to single-celled organisms. And I have a video presentation that does a pretty great job of summarizing the topic.
Great,
movies.
Now, I don't want you to think this is time for catching up with your friends about your favorite reality TV show. This information is going to be on the unit test.
Test?
Jared, will you get the lights, please?
Haley. I love this part.
It's the credits.
Not the video, of your story. On the worst days and on the best days, the king and queen would still tuck her in, wrapping her in the twin blankets of their undying love and stalwart confidence.
Oh, I know. Isn't it sweet?
Who wrote this?
I don't know.
It was written by the United Brotherhood Against Girls Who Talk in Class and Fail Their Tests. Now pay attention, you two.
Yes, sir. I don't know, but it's the sweetest thing I've ever read.
Gee, Haley, you have a secret admirer.
Really? Reading.
Oh, I know. One suitor, a tall young man with piercing eyes, worked as an apprentice carpenter. When Princess Grace rode into town, Hector would stand in front of the shop at attention, his hammer gripped in his right hand. Only his eyes would follow her coach and entourage, as if turning his head would be disrespectful. I will win her heart, he would say. I will make her mine.
Okay, ladies, could either of you tell me, what are the three types of flagellum?
Hi, Tiffany. This is Mary Morrison. Is your mother home?
No.
I've seen her for all of about 2 minutes this week.
Well, a while back I had talked with her about Maya being part of something I'm doing this weekend. Do you know where I can...
Look, I don't think this is a good time for anything like that right now. So you and your happy little family can just stay to yourselves.
Oh, what was that all about? You two girls ready for a great weekend?
Oh, yes.
Haley?
Haley.
Haley?
Yes?
Are you still thinking about your secret admirer?
Yes.
Oh, man. Don't open the windows or Haley might float out.
Haley, can we try to focus here?
Okay. Ah. But isn't it romantic? I wonder what he looks like. Do you think he's like Hector in the story?
Have we got everything?
Oh, yeah. I hope so.
Haley? Haley?
Focus. Right. Focus.
Okay, here we go. Listen up. I hope this works.
Ten.
That's better.
Houston, Holmes are falling. Nine. A two-story girl home all engaged. Eight. Rival Valis is in overdrive. Seven. Air pressure's building. Six.
Mom?
Mom, are you supposed to be driving that fast?
Hang on.
We are going to have a blast. Let me tell you a little bit about what we're going to do over the next five sessions we have together. These next couple of days, we're going to take a look at some issues that you're going to face as a teenager. Issues like your friends, how you choose them, issues related to dating and sex. I mean, if we don't talk about them now, I'm really afraid for you because you know what? I faced these issues too. And it would have helped so much if I would have done what you and your mom or dad are doing right now.
So I'm not just along for the ride.
Nope.
No.
As Mr. Rainey was saying, this weekend is really all about you. You're getting closer and closer to womanhood, and it was time for the women you love to talk with you about it.
Cool.
Now we have got some really cool things planned and a lot of fun stuff to listen to on our drive. Mm-hmm. And we've got a big surprise for tomorrow night.
Another surprise?
Actually, lots of surprises.
Tell me,
not telling you about any of them.
Mom.
I do have a surprise for you right now.
Good. Is it chocolate? I'm hungry.
No. Here.
A blank cassette?
No, silly. Hand it back. There we go.
Okay. Button's there. Okay, I'll go. Hey there, Haley.
It's Dad.
Your mom and I are so proud of the way you're growing up, hon. It's kind of hard on us, you know. You're our little girl, and you're not so little anymore. I just wanted to make this tape to tell you how excited I am you're getting this chance to be with Mom.
Hey, what about me?
And Brooke, too, of course. Hi, Brooke. This is a special weekend. And we planned a lot of great things for you, and we can't wait to hear all about it, can we, guys?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Haley. Have a good time. You're a great sister, and I love you. I'll see you Sunday.
Yeah, Haley, you're a great big sister. I love you, too. Tell Brooke I said hi, okay? And while you're gone learning how to become a woman and everything, take some good notes. Dad says it's a hard lesson to learn.
Hey there, Hale. Just don't get any more girly, okay? You're already the girliest girl I know. I mean, if you come home with more clothes or wearing makeup or something, I just don't know what I'll do.
Makeup?
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, girls, excuse me, women. Well, that sounds strange. Anyway, have a great, great weekend. We love you and we'll be praying for you, for your safety, for learning, and for God to meet you, all right?
Bye.
See ya. That's so sweet.
You've got a great dad and some great brothers.
I do.
Well, we're almost to our next surprise.
All right. What is it?
Brooke, can you reach that bag, please?
Oh, this one?
Right. Pull out number one.
Got it.
Is there any chocolate in there? Well, give it to me.
Nope.
No, but you said it was a surprise for me.
You've got to earn it.
Is it going to be be like this all weekend?
Kind of.
Okay, what do I have to do?
Let's listen to this first. Right now, we're going to learn a little about the authorities in our lives.
Firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. So that he himself will come to have first place in
not on our special weekend, Lord. What's going on?
That's not our car, is it?
Can't see. The steam is blocking the window. Even the side mirror is steamed over.
Oh, no.
I hope no one is behind us. Looks clear. Girl, sit back and be quiet and let me get out of the fast lane onto that shoulder over there.
Okay. Whoa.
Thank you.
What are we going to do? Does the car even
Haley.
Work? How do we get a
Haley.
New car?
Haley. That's better. Now, Haley, now is not the time for these questions. Let me just think for a minute, okay?
Okay. Mom, you're sure it's safe to be in the car? We don't know what's wrong.
I'm out of here.
Haley.
Well,
Maybe we should get out too?
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
But can you reach my purse, honey?
Yeah, here it is. Okay, let's
okay.
go.
Okay.
What took you so long?
I sure hope the car doesn't blow up.
Haley. Oh.
It sounds like it just died.
Yeah.
What? What?
You're right.
Now, to get us out of here.
Oh, what a way to start the weekend, huh?
We can still have fun, can't we?
We're out of range.
What?
We're out of range.
Great. What do we do now?
Well, we need to get back in the car.
I am not getting back into that exploding car. Then again.
I'll get the hood.
Ooh, good idea.
Huh?
Well, she'll tell you.
Oh, when your car breaks down, you should prop open the hood to let people know.
But you should stay in your car with the doors locked and the windows up.
Yeah.
Even if somebody stops to help.
I don't get it.
Well, you never know who's gonna stop. Or why.
Mom, you're scaring me.
I'm scaring myself. No, just because the car broke down doesn't mean that we can't have a good time.
That's what I was saying.
After all, this is supposed to be an adventure, right?
Right.
Right.
Okay, then. Now, Brooke, where's that paper sack I had you pull out?
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Got thrown under the front seat and you swerved onto the shoulder.
Oh, don't remind me. Okay, Haley, you've been talking about chocolate since we left Coleraine.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, you can have this.
Ooh.
Ah, Haley, you can have this if you put this puzzle together in 5 minutes. Oh, let's get a suitcase out for a surface, Brooke.
Got it, Mom.
Excellent.
There's a puzzle in here?
Yep, and you have got 5 minutes.
But wait,
on
just,
your mark.
No, wait.
Get
wait,
set.
But there's no box or anything.
Go. Ten seconds left on your puzzle, Haley.
I haven't had enough time.
Seven,
I don't even have a border
six,
yet.
Five,
wait, maybe this piece goes here.
Four,
no, it doesn't fit.
Three,
oh, wait. No,
two,
wait.
One. Oh, how many cars are going to go by before we get some help?
I know.
That was so unfair. And I was supposed to learn something.
Oh, too bad. And I know you would have liked this candy bar.
Hey!
Sorry, kiddo.
Mom, I can't believe you talked with your mouth full.
No, but seriously now, what do you think you learned?
Yeah.
Never do a puzzle without the box again. I mean, there are pieces in here that don't go with the rest of the puzzle. This is impossible.
And what do you think that has to do with the message we just listened to?
Don't let your mom take you and your sister away for a weekend.
Right.
Come on, Haley Grace, think.
Okay, we were talking about authority, right?
Yeah.
So just like I needed a picture of the puzzle to do the puzzle, we need an authority in our lives?
Well,
Very good.
Yeah, great.
And the Bible is the authority in our lives. And we need it, like you needed the box top, to sort through all the pieces of this world and make sense of it.
Hmm.
The Bible is your guide and your friend. And it shows you how life is supposed to work. Now, that deserves a candy bar.
All right.
And one for you.
Oh, thanks, Mom. But, Mom, even if I'd had the box top, this still would have been a really hard puzzle.
Trust me, Hale. Life is hard, too.
Well, the Bible may show us the standard, and the Holy Spirit may help us along, but life is still complicated.
Like being stranded on the side of the road. Will you try the phone again? Please?
Still no signal.
Should we?
No, we should stay here.
Okay.
And let's pray.
Yeah.
Okay, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this chance to get away. We look forward to you teaching us many things. Thank you for Brooke and for Haley. What incredible women they will be.
Mom?
Open your eyes.
Oh, no. Girls, close your eyes. Bow your heads. What incredible women they will be if we can survive this breakdown. Oh, God, please protect us from these men in the red car that are leering at us. Keep us safe.
Yes.
Protect us, oh, God, please. Help them drive on and help them not to get hit by this other car. Oh, God, no, please.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, you can say that again.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, wow, that was close.
I don't know how much more of this we can take. It's getting really dark outside.
Now, girls, we just talked about authority, didn't we?
Yeah.
God is in control. Mm-hmm. It's hard to trust him at times, and I'm having a hard time right now, but he is in control.
Oh, well, should we listen to the next segment?
If it will keep our minds off the creepy red car.
Okay, here we go. That just doesn't happen at school. It can happen at church or anywhere.
Is that why you're so careful about who our friends are?
Sure. And it's the same reason we're being careful with where Brooke goes to college.
Good point.
And the bigger picture of this verse, some people can be harmful, is why we take precautions around strangers or on the side of the road.
Mom, there's a truck behind us.
Good. Help might be here.
Or it may be bad company.
Let's try to stay positive, okay?
He looks kind of weird.
Well, just because he walks with a cane doesn't mean anything, Hal.
Is that a gun?
Where?
On that rack behind his seat.
There's probably nothing wrong. He's probably a nice gentleman.
Are you girls okay?
Yes, we're fine, but our car has broken down.
You want me to take a gander at it?
No, no, thank you. We just need a tow truck. Would you call one for us?
I ain't got no phone. Wouldn't work out here anyway.
I know.
All right, there's a town down this here road. I think there's a wreck of that gas station. Used to be, no one knew how to work the tow part.
Oh, any help would be great. Could you tell them for us?
Oh, why, sure. Hey, you girls want a ride?
No. Thank you. We'll wait here with our car.
Oh, well, suit yourself.
Uh-huh.
That was a little more than scary.
I don't think I took a breath during the whole time.
Well, at least help.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. Just wanted to tell you gals how proud I am of you.
Oh?
Not opening your door or anything. You're real smart.
Thank you.
I'll get you some help, even if Freddy can't help you.
Thank you so much. Oh, you never really know what to expect when people stop.
Tell me about it.
Mom, this whole peer pressure thing,
yeah?
I think I've got it beat. I don't think I have any problems running with the herd.
Really?
Come on, Hale. What about your whole...
I want to hear this. Go on, Haley.
I mean, there are girls at school and at church who talk about doing things I haven't done.
What things?
Well, drink for one thing. Jessica's brother Brad has shown her how to mix drinks and stuff.
Really?
I mean, that's not me, you know?
I do. Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Uh-oh. Every time you ask that, I get nervous.
You too?
Mm-hmm.
Well, honey, what about clothing? You always want to wear the latest styles from Teen Zone.
Whoa.
Yeah, you're worried about your hair, when you're going to wear makeup, like all your friends. And what about movie and music choices? Now, we often have to debate which ones you want to see.
Okay, so maybe I need to work on this a little more.
Oh, hey, that looks like a tow truck.
We're saved!
Oh, at that rate, he's gonna pass us. And he did.
How could he not see us?
Well, at least he's got us now. Did that truck say what I think it said?
Who?
Freddy's Fenders.
Yeah, it can't be.
No, it can't be. But it is. Freddy Falstaff?
Well, hi.
Wow, what are the odds that Haley, Brooke, and their mom would run into Freddy Falstaff of all people, and so far from Coleraine? Do you guys think that Freddy can get them back on the road? I really hope so. I guess we'll find out next week. It is kind of cool that Haley is getting this chance to learn some important life lessons from her mom. You know, the tape that you heard them listening to in their car is called Passport to Purity. It's a great resource for parents and kids to connect and talk about the important changes that are happening in life as kids become teens. Things like peer pressure and dating. If you're interested in Passport to Purity, you can find it online at the CBH store. Just go to www.cbhministries.org. Down Gilead Lane is a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. Today's episode, The Journey Part 1, was written by W. Mark Whitlock and directed by Steve O'Dell. Our sound designers for this program are Glenn West and Todd Bastide. Steve Wick provided music, and our executive producer is Terry Ritchie. I'm Zach, hoping you'll tune in next week. Down Gilead Lane.